Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Consumed: The Need for Collective Change, Colonialism, Climate Change, and Consumerism is a 2021 nonfiction work by Aja Barber that examines fashion and consumption as part of a wider system of colonialism, racial inequality, and environmental harm. Written in an accessible activist voice, the book is not a style guide or a simple anti-shopping manifesto. Instead, it uses the fashion industry as a case study for how consumer culture is built on historical exploitation and how present-day habits are tied to global labor injustice and climate. Barber organizes the book around a broad argument that individual buying choices matter, but they matter most when understood within larger structures of power. The result is a work of social criticism that combines cultural analysis, ethical reflection, and practical advice for readers who want to reduce complicity and push institutions toward change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fashion as a system shaped by colonialism and racial capitalism. One of the book's central contributions is its insistence that fashion cannot be understood only as a matter of taste, trends, or personal style. Barber traces the industry back to colonial histories in which labor, land, and materials were extracted through unequal power relations. That framework helps explain why modern consumer abundance often depends on invisible global sacrifice. She also connects this history to racial capitalism, showing how brands profit from non-white labor, non-white culture, and non-white aesthetics while leaving structural inequality in place. This approach is important because it moves the discussion beyond isolated ethical lapses by companies and toward the deeper logic of the market itself. The book makes clear that exploitation is not an accident at the margins of fashion. It is one of the ways the system has historically functioned. Readers are therefore asked to see clothing not just as a personal purchase, but as evidence of how colonial legacies continue to shape contemporary economics, labor, and representation. Secondly, why climate harm and labor exploitation are inseparable. Barber's analysis treats environmental damage and worker exploitation as connected rather than separate problems. In many sustainability discussions, the climate crisis is framed mainly in terms of carbon emissions, supply chains, or waste, while labor conditions are treated as a different ethical issue. Consumed argues that this split is misleading. The same business model that pressures companies to produce cheaply and quickly also drives low wages, unsafe factories, overproduction, and the wasteful churn of disposable clothing. By linking garment labor to environmental outcomes, Barber shows that a just fashion system would have to address both people and planet at once. This is a significant analytical move because it prevents readers from adopting partial solutions that look green but leave exploitation intact. The book's use of fashion as an example helps make the abstract climate debate concrete. The clothes people buy, discard, and replace are part of a larger material cycle with real ecological and human costs. Barber therefore reframes sustainability as a justice issue, not only a technical emissions issue. Thirdly, consumer culture, shame, and the psychology of feeling not enough. A key section of the book focuses on the emotional logic that keeps consumer culture in place. Barber argues that overconsumption is not sustained simply by greed or ignorance, but by a deeper sense of lack that advertising and social norms continually reproduce. People are encouraged to believe that identity, belonging, and self-worth can be purchased, which makes shopping feel like a response to insecurity rather than a detached economic choice. This is where the book becomes especially useful for readers who recognize harmful habits in themselves. Barber does not rely on moral shaming, which would make the problem feel individual and unsolvable. Instead, she explains how consumer desire is socially manufactured and then normalized. That allows her to critique consumption without reducing readers to villains. The book's second half is built around this unlearning process, recognizing how desire is shaped, noticing the emotional triggers behind purchases, and questioning why convenience and novelty often feel like necessity. In doing so, Barber turns psychology into a site of political awareness. Fourthly, from personal responsibility to collective leverage, Consumed is careful to distinguish between blame and responsibility. Barber repeatedly suggests that fast fashion brands and the broader consumer system create the conditions for harm, so individuals should not be treated as the sole cause of the crisis. At the same time, she rejects the idea that individual action is pointless. Her argument is that people can use their consumer power, voices, and voting habits strategically, especially when acting together. This is why the book includes practical tools such as guidance for contacting executives and policymakers, and advice for breaking routines that reinforce compulsive buying. The practical dimension matters because it prevents the book from becoming only a diagnosis. Barber shows how readers can redirect frustration toward institutions that actually shape production standards and labor policy. The broader implication is that ethical consumption is not an endpoint, but one part of civic pressure. The book asks readers to understand their role as participants in a system, while also recognizing where real leverage lies in collective advocacy, public accountability, and demands for structural reform. Lastly, a readable activist book that translates theory into everyday action. What distinguishes Consumed from many books on fashion ethics is its balance of argument, accessibility, and usefulness. Barber writes in a direct, conversational style that makes complicated ideas such as colonialism, greenwashing, and labor exploitation understandable to non-specialists. At the same time, the book does not dilute its political message for general audiences. It aims to educate readers who may feel implicated, confused, or overwhelmed by the scale of the problem. The division between learning and unlearning gives the book a clear structure. First, it explains how the system works. Then it challenges the reader to reconsider habits and assumptions. This design makes the book more than a polemic because it offers a method of reflection rather than only outrage. Compared with more academic studies of fashion and sustainability, it is more personal and practical. Compared with lighter consumer advice books, it is much more historically grounded and politically serious. That combination is why the book has resonated with readers looking for an entry point into intersectional environmental critique. In conclusion, Consume the Need for Collective Change will be most valuable to readers interested in fashion ethics, climate justice, labor rights, anti-colonial analysis, and the politics of consumer culture. It is especially suitable for people who sense that individual shopping habits are part of a larger problem, but want a clearer account of how those habits connect to history. The book offers practical benefits as well as intellectual ones. It helps readers understand fast fashion's hidden costs, identify greenwashing and exploitation, and think more carefully about where pressure for change should be directed. What makes it stand out in its category is Barber's ability to combine accessibility with structural analysis. Many books on sustainable living stay at the level of personal minimalism or lifestyle advice, but this one insists that consumption must be understood within colonial history, racial inequality, and labor exploitation. That broader framing gives the book a sharper moral and political edge. It is not merely asking readers to buy less. It is asking them to see how consumption culture itself is organized, and to use that understanding to support collective change. If you would like to support Aja Barber, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.